Good morning. It's important to remember that in the time of Jesus, disease, illness was seen as a sign of sin, a sign of either your family or you. There was some heritage of sin, and you were being punished by this illness or this disease. Leprosy was in a category all by itself. Leprosy was such that people who had leprosy, and notice they're not called people who had leprosy, they're called lepers. Even Luke portrays them in the gospel today as lepers. Their illness defines them. And they even call themselves lepers. And this disease was such that people with leprosy, lepers, were not even really welcomed into the community, into the village, into the neighborhood. They lived not so much at the perimeter, they weren't even allowed near the perimeter. They were outside the perimeter. They lived far away as almost outcasts from society, from the village, from the town, from their families, from their friends. The only time it seems that they were allowed in the village or the town was if they needed to come in and get supplies or food. And when they came into the village, they would have to kind of proclaim, "Lepers, lepers," and people would kind of clear out of the way to let them pass through, do what they had to do, and then go back beyond the perimeters again. The gospel reading today shows these lepers approaching Jesus. You know, and even these lepers, even these people with leprosy, accept the definition of themselves. They go to Jesus and say, "Jesus, have mercy on me. Have mercy on us." This sense of, "I'm a leper because of my sinfulness." They just define themselves as the society defined them. And the point of this reading is that they are healed. But what's interesting is Jesus says to them, they say, "Have mercy on us." And Jesus says to them, very important line, "Go to the priests." There's such a powerful symbolism there. The priests would have been the ones who would certainly defend the way society treated these lepers. It was part of the culture, part of the religious tradition, part of the custom. And Jesus says, "Go to the priests." He's even pushing the community, not just heal these lepers, but how can this healing even go beyond? And the story that we hear this gospel reading, we know the story of the lepers perhaps. One comes back and says thank you. The other nine go off on their way. The one who said thank you, the nine who go on their way. I want to kind of rest with that a little bit and try to figure that different response, that different reaction to their healing. Remember, for them, their healing was not just the healing of a disease. It was a transformation of their lives. No longer would they need to live beyond the perimeter. They were welcomed back into the village, welcomed back into the community. Can you just realize that change, that transformation in their lives? I propose that the nine were so taken with their gift, as they should be, this wondrous gift I have, that they just held on to that gift. They were so filled with a sense of healing and joy and transformation, they held on to the gift. But the one leper certainly receives the gift, but his gift leads him to the giver of the gift. Do you hear that? So these other nine perhaps were so taken with the gift, they couldn't see beyond it. But the one goes to the giver of the gift and says, "Thank you." Filled with gratefulness, filled with gratitude, filled with a sense of realization of this great gift I've been given, and says, "Thank you." I'd like to place that before us on this spiritual journey that we walk together. Especially during this time, you've perhaps received a letter this week from our stewardship committee inviting you to make a commitment to St. Paul's for 2020, a financial commitment. Sometimes we can forget that stewardship is a spiritual practice. It's a spiritual practice that leads us ever more deeply into this journey we walk together. And we are called to be like that one leper, not the nine. We have all been gifted in some way, shape, or form. And sometimes we can be so taken with the gift, with the life we've developed, what we've done with our lives, what we have in our lives, the resources we've been blessed with. We can be so taken with the gift that we can forget the giver of the gift. And stewardship is an invitation and a call to us to remember where the gift comes from. Who is the source of the gift? And we say thank you. We stand with a sense of gratefulness, a sense of gratitude to God for the gifts that we've been given. And call to then share that gift, to make a difference in our world, to transform our world around us, and create a different kind of world. You know, as we've been highlighting the last few weeks, and perhaps today when you entered through the doors of the church, you saw those signs outside that are really raising up before our faith community areas of mission that are a part of who we are. We've been doing that work for a while, and we're really highlighting and raising it up before the community at this time of the year, that we will work for justice. We'll work for racial reconciliation, that we will walk with our LGBTQ siblings, that we will walk with the immigrant, the refugee, the farm worker, that we will be good stewards of creation, stewards of this wondrous gift, this world that we've been given, to really be caretakers of that and find ways that we live in our world today to tend to it as we've been called to do. Those are areas of mission that we're going to be focusing on, as well as all the other things we do here at St. Paul's. And so when you try to make a prayerful commitment to St. Paul's, there are so many different ways that we approach that decision in our lives. And it's not just about what does St. Paul's need, what does the budget need. It's more, I think, more what do I need to do? How do I grow in this spiritual practice of gratitude and gratefulness and responding with sharing my gifts? How do I do that? Yes, St. Paul's last year had more pledged to St. Paul's than ever in its history, over $1 million. And we want to continue, certainly to continue that growth, that development, that spiritual development as a community of faith. But we invite you to consider what you can do to continue deepening in your commitment, in your giving of what you can do. As you know, the spiritual journey is not a stationary place. We don't reach a place and say, this is pretty good. We continue to grow and deepen. And stewardship's part of that. Stewardship is a part of that. And I want to offer something. It was mentioned in the letter that our stewardship committee folks sent out. And I'd like you to really think about it as you make your decision this year of what you want to commit to St. Paul's. It's called proportional giving. You may have heard that phrase before. Proportional giving is simply this: looking at what you have pledged to St. Paul's. And if you've never pledged to St. Paul's, that's a place to start. If you have pledged, look at what that is. And look at what percentage that is of your annual income. What's the average? Whatever it is. There's no good, there's no bad, it just is. It's where you begin. It's where you begin the journey. And perhaps many of you have spoken to folks who are in this journey together. And how do we continue to grow in that journey? If we have a certain percentage of our income that we give away, how can I consider growing in that percentage? Maybe I increase it by 1%. Throughout the United States, it's said, studies are done, the average Episcopalian pledges 2.5% of their annual income. Of course, there are many who tithe, the biblical standard of tithing, giving 10%, and there are people in our faith community here at St. Paul's who do that. There are others who are just beginning on this journey, just beginning to learn what it means to give and to share. And so there's a great kind of latitude of gifts that are given. But to begin where you are and see how you can continue to grow in your giving, that to me is the spiritual journey. It's the journey of stewardship. And I want to assure you that whatever you are able to give, whatever you commit, it's a statement of intention. It's a statement of saying, this is what I want to do this year. And does life happen? Yes, life happens. Do those resources change? Yes, they change. Families face emergencies. Families face crises. Families face changes of employment and sometimes are concerned about making that commitment. But people change their pledges all the time. But to take a bold stance and to put that pledge out there is, this is my hope, this is my intention, this is my dream, and I'm going to live into it. And so if I give 1% of my income to St. Paul's, it will begin to shape what I do with the other 99%. If I give 5% to St. Paul's, it will affect what I do with my other 95%. It all is part of a whole sense of being thankful to God in gratitude and gratefulness. And so as we gather together today, may we be like that leper, realizing how God has transformed our lives. Maybe we don't have leprosy. Maybe we haven't lived beyond the perimeter. But we're called as a faith community to go beyond the perimeter, to reach beyond the perimeter, to be sure there are not lepers in our world, in our town, in our society, in our culture. And we are called to reach beyond and make a difference in our world, a world that is transformed into the image that God has for it. So I ask you to prayerfully consider what you can commit to St. Paul's this year so we can go forward into the dream and vision that God has, not just for us individually, but as a community of faith.